Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and the Queen of Queens Greens, Danya Teitelbaum. First, let me say that I grew up eating very poorly. Cocoa Pebbles every morning for breakfast, oatmeal pies for lunch with like salami and cheese, and like a giant glass of Coke for dinner. But when I moved to the Valley, we got a farm share, and I got very used to eating greens in season. And then I got very not used to not having greens out of season. But that is where Queens Greens has come in and filled the gap. Danya and Queens Greens are now sort of the go-to place for all of the Valley farmers markets and restaurants when it comes to greens in these very not green times that we live in right now. So Danya, you've been on before, but tell us how you got into growing greens in the wintertime.
Greens in the winter was actually the first thing that we did as Queens Greens. So it was actually the original part of our business. That was in 2009, was our first winter of greens production. Our first couple seasons were winter only. From there, we had about a decade of a year-round greens business with winter production and a lot of field production in the summer. And now we are back to the original winter only plan, although now we are operating at a way larger scale of winter production than we were in those earlier years.
What made you make that decision?
I think there are a fair amount of factors. One of the big ones, honestly, was like the success that we are having in the winter. Every year we put up, you know, another high tunnel or multiple high tunnels in the summer. And every year we are at a bigger scale in the winter. And the demand is there in the winter. People are super excited to eat fresh spinach and fresh salad greens. We kind of got to a point where we were big enough in the winter that the winter was no longer our rest season from the field season. It was just a total year-round greens thing. And we basically desired to be a more seasonal business. We were so year-round that we kind of got to pick, and we wanted to pick winter. The demand is there, and we've built up a lot of years of knowledge and infrastructure about how to grow greens in the winter, in the natural soil, off-grid, with no inputs of like artificial heating or lighting or anything like that.
And who wants to work in the summer? If you can choose, you know, take the summers off. Sounds so great.
Yeah, we have a three and a half year old who recently started preschool. And even just looking down the line of having, our farming schedule could be a little bit more like his school schedule. And we can, you know, it's a pretty inspiring thought that we're trying to follow.
That's amazing. So, we're speaking with Danya Teitelbaum of Queens Greens.
Danya, how does it work? I mean, the weather changes pretty dramatically in the winter. We get very cold nights sometimes. Sometimes the temperatures have been ranging from, you know, with wind chill 20 below to like 40 degrees during the day. How do the greens manage that 60 degree difference?
Surprisingly well, given like the right kind of the right management. I mean, we're actively managing the greens all the time. For us and our low-tech systems, that certainly means manually closing down the tunnels more when it's going to be really cold, putting inner covers over the greens, opening stuff up when it's going to be warmer, being extremely flexible about when we're harvesting, because we need to harvest greens when they're defrosted. Even through this really cold spell that we're in right now, we have no trouble harvesting 3,000 pounds of greens a week, as long as we are flexible as to when we're harvesting and on top of the weather, you know, making sure that we have our tunnels as in the right kind of configurations for either venting or holding heat.
That's incredible. A ton and a half of greens a week in Amherst, Massachusetts, using no lamps or extra energy, just using these high tunnels, which are kind of modified greenhouse effect tools, I guess, right there, right? Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, like a greenhouse, but I do think one of the things that I like about our tunnels, and another word for high tunnel, kind of an older word for it, is protected field culture, which I think in some ways like describes our growing system better, because we have the tunnel over just the earth and we are growing in the earth as if it were in the field, as opposed to like on heated benches or something that you might think of like in a greenhouse. We are using all of our field equipment. We are using tractors. We are using, you know, all this stuff to be, you know, growing in a protected field culture, just using sunlight. So the tunnel is there really just to protect that little piece of field from wind and direct cold and all of that. And it absorbs the heat during the day, even when it's super cold out, because the sun's out and it heats up and it's absorbing all this heat and it's raising the soil temperature, keeping those roots really warm. And then at night, even if the temperature is dropping, you know, and there's no heater in there, the soil is like radiating the heat that it collected from the sun back out, and it's kind of getting trapped by the plastics. It's very simple how it works.
Wait, but you said you use the tractors and stuff. The high tunnels aren't that tall, right? Like, so how do you get a tractor in there? Or do you have miniature tractors and really small, like your 3-year-old in there harvesting all those 3,000 pounds of greens?
Oh yeah, that's definitely what our 3-year-old's doing right now. No, we use smaller tractors. We don't have doors in the way that you would think of on our high tunnels. We have roll up end walls. So when we go into a tunnel to harvest, like I will right after this interview, we just actually like we're rolling up the entire side and driving right in.
Ah, oh, wow. So. That's so cool.
We interrupted your harvesting for this radio interview. And I'm curious, so you go to harvest here, you know, here we are in the morning. And if I go to one of the 10 to 15 amazing stores you sell to, when can I buy that bag of spinach that you just harvest today?
The stuff that we are harvesting and packing out today is getting delivered to stores tomorrow.
That's pretty incredible. And like I said, when I got used to eating greens from the valley over those 7 years that I lived here that you didn't yet exist, when you came into existence and we could go to winter farmers markets all of a sudden and go to different stores that we were used to and get local greens, it was really a godsend, as I am somebody who really gets affected poorly by the winter weather and the gray. I literally have my, I'll turn it on right now and you can see it over Skype. This is my, it was a gift from Jeannie Birdsall. I call it my National Book Award winner Jeannie Birdsall solar light to help approximate the light of the sun to help keep me from going insane. Is it give you that sense of better connection to better, warmer times, Danya, growing all these greens and seeing 3,000 pounds of greens a week?
Yeah. I mean, if it's 5 degrees out and the wind is whipping, but the sun's out in the tunnels, you know, it'll be 50 degrees and sunny.
I'm coming to live in your tunnels.
In there is a real mood boost in the winter. There's a lot of things I love about winter growing, and for sure, being in the environment of the tunnels in the winter is a really nice one.
If I ever wanted to be a mole person, now is the time, hearing about your tunnels there, Danya, in Queens Greens.
Danya, if you could share sort of how the clients, the institutions and restaurants and businesses that you were selling to, how that sort of changed over the last 2 years with the pandemic. And I know there was more than one change, but.
Totally. 2020, pretty much all of our sales that we had previously done to restaurants and institutions disappeared overnight. And retail sales kind of went through the roof. Our business did well in 2020 comparatively. Of course, in March 2020, I was very concerned for our business amongst other things. But we ended up doing really well because we just, some accounts disappeared overnight and others, the demand was higher. What it meant for us on farm was like just responding to that and like a bunch of shifts. Like, you know, when instead of selling a lot of 6-pound bulk bags of salad greens going to colleges, you know, we were selling 5-ounce clamshells going to grocery stores. So it meant really figuring out fast how to pack way more retail in a day on farm, which was a great learning curve. We've benefited a lot from thinking, you know, how do we fit more people in our washroom safely? How do we maximize our flow through there? And we did a ton of retail in 2020 sales. And over the summer was our first summer not harvesting. So when we came back November 1st with our first sales this year, which is wonderful. A fair amount of the colleges are back ordering from us. So if you are getting, you know, spinach at Smith College campus, Mount Holyoke campus, or, you know, UMass campus on the salad bar, that is from our farm. They are back, and a fair amount of the kind of just, we were selling more kind of back to more bulk in general, and the retail stuff has kind of stabilized. So I would say we're selling in a packaging mix that is smoother, on our team to pack, which is appreciated. Look, starting to look a little bit more like a 2019 mix for us these days.
Danya Teitelbaum from Queens Greens in Amherst, bringing a little bit of hope of warmer times to come on your plate anytime you experience them. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. You can find out about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.